It's our best to get back into our articles of faith. I hadn't been back into them for a little while. We went on the 16th. We're getting close to going in them. I know it took me a while to get through them, but I'm thankful for these and what they mean to us and give us we're on our faith of a civil government is where we're at tonight, and I'm thankful for a government in our life, you know, something that lets us know there's something in authority in our spiritual life. You know, we may be speaking of a natural governing, but I'm thankful for a spiritual governing in my life that gives me boundaries, it gives me laws, it gives me places that I can't cross. And when I do, there's consequences. But I appreciate that, and appreciate all these articles. Like I say, we may just go through these tonight, and don't have a lot of extra probably to say on it much, but we'll go through this and cover this tonight. And I desire you his prayers, but we're on the 16th one, the faith of the civil government. And it says we believe that civil government is of divine appointment for the interests and good order of human society, and that magistrates are to be prayed for consciously honored and obeyed, except only in things opposed to the will of our Lord Jesus Christ, who is the only Lord of the conscience and the prince of the kings of the earth. And in this, as we've already stated, our having a civil government, if you wanted to look that up, that just means an order and rule of something. If you look up government, it just means more or less a direction and a restraint exercised over the actions of men in communities, societies, or states, that it exercises authority over you. And even in our the Lord teaches, you know, that we're to honor these things even in the society we live in. And not only that, but he lets us know that all things is to be done decently and in order. And we've got leadership in our countries and as this states here, that's what we believe in. But we want to maybe start, if you'll turn over to Romans, the 13th chapter. And we'll read, like I say, we'll probably just read through these here tonight and get through them. But if the Lord gives us anything else, we'll follow Him. But Romans, the 13th chapter, we'll start reading there in the first verse. He said, "Let every soul be subject unto the higher powers, for there is no power but of God. The powers that be are ordained of God. Whosoever therefore resisteth the power, resisteth the ordinance of God, and they that resist shall receive to themselves damnation. For the rulers are not a terror to good works, but to the evil. Wilt thou then not be afraid of the power? Do that which is good, and thou shalt have praise of the same. For he is a minister of God to thee for good, but if thou do that which is evil, be afraid. For he beareth not the sword in vain, for he is the minister of God, a revenger to execute wrath upon him that doeth evil. Wherefore ye must needs be subject, not only for wrath, but also for conscience sake. For this cause pay ye tribute also, For they are God's ministers, attending continually upon this very thing. Render therefore to all their dues, tribute to whom tribute is due, custom to whom custom, fear to whom fear, honor to whom honor. And that more or less, like I say, in the beginning of that, it said, we believe that civil government is of divine appointment for the interest of good order of human society. You see, if we didn't have boundaries and we didn't have governing with no rules and no enforcement, you'd have chaos. And that's why, you know, we're set up the way we are, especially here where we live, in the country we live in. We're set up in a rule and in an order to be followed, and that's of God. He tells us that things ought to be conducted that way. Now does that mean our government's going to always follow God? Or are they going to always do right? No, but we get on into that here in a minute. You know, there's limitations to what we can follow any man into. But is it of God to set up under a rule and order and of a governing? Yes, it is. But like I say, there's boundaries to even what the church can withstand when the government lays down law. But let's move on. It says the next part of that paragraph there says, and that magistrates are to be prayed for consciously. Am I saying that right? Statistically, am I saying it? Yeah, thank you, Mark. And honored. Honored, I ain't gonna try to say it again. And obey. And turn over to Matthew 22 and 21, if you will. Here we can back up and read just a little bit more, I guess, to go along with that. And maybe back to 17th verse, we'll read on down. It says, tell us therefore, what thinkest thou? Is it lawful to give tribute unto Caesar or not? But Jesus perceived their wickedness and said, why tempt ye me, ye hypocrites? Show me the tribute money. And they brought unto him a penny. And he saith unto them, whose is this image and subscription? And they say unto him, Caesar's. Then saith he unto them, render therefore unto Caesar the things which are Caesar's, and unto God the things which are God's. And you see there's just an example of the Lord telling us, you know. We have to give unto our government. We have to do unto the things that we're in, and we're not supposed to buck these things and go against them. But we're also in the manner that we render unto our government and these things, render unto God that that's God's. You know, if we're going to honor our government, more so should we honor our God. And in giving unto the government and things like that, it's not just of a tithe, I don't think, or not what he's speaking of, but in our honor. Giving unto our government the honor they deserve, appreciating the things they do when they stand for the right, but yet unto God's the one that should grab the greatest honor out of the whole thing. That he's granted unto them to have the leadership that they've got. They ought to be honoring him. But in our sense, we need to be honoring God. Give to the government that's its government's, and give to God that's its God's. But I tell you, we may move through this fairly quick tonight, quicker than what we've normally been doing. But you read on through there. It says, except only in things opposed. Here's where we're getting down to what was the mission a while ago. Except only in things opposed to the will of our Lord Jesus Christ. And you can turn over, if you will, over to Acts 5, and and 29. And here's where Peter says to him there. He said, then Peter and the other apostles answered and said, we ought to obey God rather than men. And there again, just one more example. It's according to what the government's asking of you. There, we should obey God rather than what the man has to say about it. When it comes down to something, well, I'll just be plain as I can, I guess. We've got laws right now that's getting laid down by our government that goes strictly against the law of God, strictly against the Word of God. When they're telling us in this fact that we've got to honor these gay marriages and we've got to honor these things right here, no, I'm not going to stand with it. I'm not going to go with it. I'm not going to perform one of them marriages. These places and these limitations to what God sets a standard for us to obey even in our own governments. And I'm going to obey God rather than man. I'm going to follow the statutes of this book beyond what man said. But if we back up even where we've got what's been happening in our governments, and I ain't being political tonight, this is what we're speaking on. But we've got in our governments where they come in and they've got a law and we've got a constitution that if you go back and trace it, it's all come from a biblical standpoint. It's all got biblical foundation. But we've got people today that's coming into the Congress with their own mindsets, with their own beliefs, and their own ways of thinking, and they come in and they try to amend those things and they try to interpret them in their own way. Our nation has got a good heritage. It's got a good background. It's got a good foundation. But we've got people coming in that's corrupting the very things that we're built on. And when it goes to them trying to change things, it's just like, you know, we're a missionary Baptist church. Just because the missionary Baptist church down the road is going to accept women preachers and women or homosexuals just because they're the only thing we've got to fall in with. It comes to a place in your life where you've got to stand with the Word of God no matter what anybody else does. But there again, that's not getting outside. The Lord says that a civil government is good. It's good to have these boundaries as long as they stay in line with the Word of God. As long as they follow what the Word of God says. But once they get outside of that, we're no longer obligated unto that. We're obligated to this Word no matter what's going on around us. But we'll move on just a little bit and over. If you'll turn back to Matthew 10, I know if you'll look at your paper there, that's just got that down as Matthew 28, or at least it does on mine. It's actually the 10th chapter. If you're looking through your reference scriptures there, it's just down as Matthew 28. If you want to pencil that in there, it's actually the 10th chapter of Matthew, and the 28th verse is what that's referring to. But just a typo or something in it. But just another scripture to back up there what we were just saying. And it says, and to fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him which is able to destroy both body and soul in hell. And there again, that's just to back up what we was just talking about. You know, we're to fear God and not fear man. And when it comes down to us, it's like over there when the three Hebrew children, you know, they were not trying to cause waves. They were not trying to be disobedient. Daniel, they were not trying to step out of line. They were not trying to go against the grain. But when the laws that were laid down went against where their convictions was and where God had established them, it's just exactly when they were brought into captivity over there in the Babylon, and the king said that he wanted them all to eat his meat. And they said, no, we won't eat the king's meat. We're going to stick with what we know is right and what we need to be eating. And in those things, if we will stand firm as the church of the living God, And we see a lot of people conforming and a lot of people changing and a lot of people going along with things they shouldn't go along with because they don't want to cause no way. But if we'll stand firm and fear God above men, fear Him over everything else, then we'll come out fine in this. Them Hebrew children and Daniel, they weren't even scuffed by anything that went on around them. There wasn't a lion's tooth laid to Daniel. There wasn't a smell of smoke on the three Hebrew children. And if we'll stay firm, and when they didn't eat the king's meat, they fared better than everybody else. And so we see that there is things that governs around us. But there again, just to get back to the point of it, we don't have to follow anything that goes outside of God's governing. We better stay with Him above all things, even through the fear of having to face consequences in this natural life that we live in. We better stay with God. We find that all through the Scripture, where even the apostles, they followed God even beyond what everybody else was trying to lay the law down. Even Christ Himself, they tried to trip Him up, but He stayed true to who He was, and that's what we should do. In this way. But we'll move on down. In the last part of this, it said, I'll back up and read that other section. Except only in the things opposed to the will of our Lord Jesus Christ. And then the next part says, who is the only Lord of the conscience and the prince of the kings of the earth. And you can turn to Matthew 23:10. And he says, neither be ye called masters, for one is your master, even Christ. And then we'll turn over and we'll read in Revelation in the 19th chapter. Now I told you we might be brief tonight. And I want to get back into these and we'll get them finished up here before long. That 19th chapter and the 16th verse. And there again, going back to read that again just before it's on your mind. Who is the only Lord of the conscience and the prince of the kings of the earth? He says, and he hath on his vesture and on his thigh a name written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And there again, that's the main rule. That is the God. That is the one that we follow. He is King of Kings and He is Lord of Lords and above all men, no matter who they are, Joe Biden, Trump, Putin, you name whoever you want that's a world leader, you name them all, and they too one day will bow before God. Every knee's going to bow and every tongue's going to confess, and He is King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And above all, we've got people in power today that feels that they can't be touched by anything. Not even the natural government, not even the natural laws of our land. But there's going to come a day when they're going to lay down their life and they're going to give up the ghost and they will stand before a God that they will have to hold accountability to their life. They will have to hold accountability. Because at the end of this thing, He is Lord of Lords, and that's who we will all answer to. Not one. We get lifted up a lot of times, even within the power that's built around our natural government today. Like I say, I ain't being political, I'm just telling the truth. These people feel that they have power over us. They have rule over us. And at the end of the day, they can say, you can't have church. That ain't going to stop me. the end of the day, they say, you're going to have to accept this, but it ain't going to stop me because I'm going to stand with this word above all that they want to lay down, above all that they want to say. But in the laws that are within this book right here, I will try my best to obey and to do that, that they would require. But when it gets outside of this right here, then I have no obligation to have to follow it. And I'm thankful, though, that we've got a rule and he's laid this down and it's plain. And I appreciate the nation I live in. I appreciate the governing that's been down in this country over the years. And the people that's died and sacrificed their life to give us the nation that we live in. But there is people that's come in, and there's people that'll corrupt things. There's people that'll corrupt good things. And he says our ways is not his ways. Our thoughts is not his thoughts. So when they get outside of where he says right and wrong is, then they're getting in their own thoughts. And we've got to be careful that we don't just fall in and go along with everything that comes along. But that's what the Lord gives us tonight, and I appreciate you. I know it's short.